It's the download on 720 WGN. Matt Bubala filling in for Justin Kaufman tonight. Those are the sounds of Andrew Stevens playing his guitar. He is from the Hot Moms. Hey, Andrew, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. The Hot Moms. How long was the discussion? You got to get a little closer to the mic now for the talking part. How long was the discussion over that name?
There wasn't really a lot of discussion. I mean, it's a Democratic band, but some things we don't talk about too much, and that was one of them.
Don't talk about now or didn't talk about during the process. Just somebody said, dude, we're the Hot Moms. All right, let's go play music. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much how it went. The Hot Moms. Why not?
No,
we gotta do something, you know, something to the imagination. We don't want to offend too many people, but we still kind of want to toe that line of being enticing.
Yeah. Yeah. The Hot Moms. You can find them at thehotmoms.com and all over social media at The Hot Moms. Andrew Stevens, a guitarist and vocalist for the band. How long have you guys been together?
We've been together for a few years. There have been, it's really been like kind of a growing process. You know, some lineup changes and everything has really kind of solidified in the last 6 months. We put out a record last September, mm-hmm. and we have a new EP coming out at the end of the summer. So with the whole new lineup, it's a new taste. We've really kind of changed our sound a bit and are like coming into our own. So.
For the most part, whenever we have a band in here, a musician, and they're in a group, that's never, like, unless they're, you know, I don't know, 17 or 18, that's never your first group. How many different groups have you been in over the years?
I want to say I've been in probably like three or four.
Only three
groups.
Or four?
Yeah, and I've actually kind of evolved from being a drummer into being like
really?
A singer guitar player type of guy. Yeah, went from like wanting to be able to articulate to the other people in my band exactly what I was thinking to like I have to figure out how to play this instrument in order to do that. So
wait, you went from being a drummer to figuring out how to play the guitar?
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously, when you were a drummer, you didn't even know how to play the guitar?
No. Well, I mean, no. I mean, I see people play it, and then I see a dude play it, and I'm like, can't be that hard. I guess we'll figure it out. You know, it's funny when you're having, like, these conversations with your bandmates, and they're like, I'm sitting at a drum kit, and it's like, I mean, it's almost comical. Every drummer can sympathize with the, like, you know, the front man that's like, can you, like, do-do-do-do-cha-do-do-do-do-cha. But, like, less of the crashy, but, yeah, no, man. I mean, I want more like that, something beefier, but, like, lighter, but heavier, but, you know, and it's just like, I don't want to be that person having that conversation with someone in my band. I want to be able to be like, all right, here's exactly what I want you to do.
Yeah.
So, not that I'm, you know, I'm pretty flexible, too, but if I'm going to convey an idea to someone, I want to be articulate in that process.
All right, so is this band, I mean, maybe this is a delicate question, but with bands, we were talking earlier tonight about Guns N' Roses being back together and all the acrimony that helped tear them apart over the years, and I'm guessing a lot of it was, here's Axl, and here's the rest of the guys, and this is how we're going to do things, and I control the image, and I control the name, and all that stuff. So this band that you're in right now, you were mentioning Democracy earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Is it all these guys together making music, or is it I'm the singer and I'm kind of writing music and these guys have to help me pull that together?
Yeah, I feel like overall I was kind of doing the band. And like I said, you know, the cast of personnel and individuals that were in it kind of came out and they've been changing, and now everybody that's in it kind of understands like what the artistic creative idea behind the band is, and they all can kind of come together and contribute. They have an idea and a sense of like what it means to be in the Hot Moms and what image we're trying to convey and what kind of attitude we're trying to put out there with the songs that we're creating. So with that in mind, I can let them have as much creative control over their individual parts as they want. So really it's like I kind of bring in a skeleton of a song and maybe we have some ideas and they just kind of flesh the thing out and make it to like a human being.
It's interesting you talk about the image and the what are we about and what's this band trying to do. There's so much more that comes together than just, wow, isn't this an interesting or cool piece of music? Because if it doesn't fit with the band and what we play, do you then say, wow, that sounds really cool, but that's not this band?
Well, yeah, no, there's always songs that are like that where you're kind of trying to figure out whether it fits or not. But unless it's something really kind of off the wall and experimental, I think just the fact that it's always the same people getting together in the same room kind of creating the same song, it's hard for us to really deviate too far away, like unconsciously. You know, if we all get together and we decide we're going to do something different, on a specific song, it is still ours too, because then we've decided together we're going to do something different. Then we've... I mean, there's always that song on a record that you're like, you kind of might scratch your head and you're like, whoa, what were they thinking? Yeah. You know, like, everything kind of sounds cohesive, and then you have like this song, and then, you know, maybe after a while, a couple of years of listening to a record, all of a sudden that song becomes like a special song to you. And you kind of understand its meaning maybe a little bit more. And then maybe the next record comes around and more of the songs on the next record are like that other song. And you're like, whoa, hey, now I kind of understand the arc that this band
there's
is
this
going
direction
for.
They were going in.
So, yeah.
I imagine when it comes to, you know, the sound and stuff, because you mentioned there have been personnel changes over the years, I imagine you find the guys that are going to make sense together. So you're not as worried about, well, I brought in this, but this doesn't make sense for this band. They're all there because they make sense for that band in the first place, right?
Absolutely. And like I said, I think they all kind of had an understanding of like what the culture and the vibe of the band was about, and they're able to like bring their own flavor and like throw it into the pot with us.
What kind of music do the Hot Moms play? How do you describe the
band?
We
play like very playful rock and roll with an underlining crustacean theme.
With an underlining crustacean
theme. Yeah. So it's kind of like you're at like a lobster fry on the beach and you're just having fun with your friends and like you're playing sand volleyball, but like it's cool that the guy's there that doesn't want to because he's having a good time too, like with his sunscreen on the chair, but he's like there too, but like everybody's doing their thing together and there's lots of lobsters and crabs and you're just like kind of rocking out.
All right, excellent. That is a different description than I think most bands give. That was really good and really interesting, and that sets its own. We think of it as, what do you sound like? But you just gave, like, you just painted a picture there. We're at the beach. So it's, I would guess, an East Coast feel, because there's not a lot of crab and lobster here in the Midwest.
Yeah, I mean, we can import them to the Third Coast. We have some really good distributors that make these things available to us. But, yeah, I would say it is a little more East Coast vibe than a West Coast vibe. Maybe because, like, we're more pretentious or something. I don't know.
Now you're just making stuff up.
I know,
now you're
right?
Just figuring out
how to cut me
how to
off.
Mess with people.
I've had one water too many.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. So the Hot Moms have been together for a short amount of time. You've already released an album. You have an EP coming out. I'm always curious when musicians come in. We talk to a lot of people that are in bands, and sometimes it's, you know, the music, day jobs enable me to do this until this can be full time. Are you a musician full time all day long? Is the Hot Moms your only job, or do you have to do other things to support the Hot Moms?
I very much look forward to the day when I can say that the Hot Moms is my only full time job.
Yeah.
Because it is a full time job.
Yeah.
But it is one of my jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the most part, most musicians, I mean, that's the life, isn't it? It's like becoming an actor. You know, there's very few that are actually being able to completely support themselves just through the music.
Yeah,
right?
Well, and I think too, like right now in the state of music that we're in, where we're able to create music effectively, like in our own home environment, we don't have a lot of studio costs. It has become a standard that you have a high quality product and that you make it available to people, and that you also maybe for the first couple things that you make, you have to physically make it available, and you have to promote it yourself as well. So there's a lot of kind of like small production costs that start adding up, you know, whether it's something like, oh, we're going to make a physical CD. Well, we're going to spend money to make a CD, so we got to make it look really good.
Yeah.
And maybe our remedial Photoshop skills aren't the best thing for that.
Right.
And now we have to hire somebody. And you're getting competitive because genuinely you're trying to compete with the people that are the professionals in your industry. So.
Yeah, but so when you're a young band and you're trying to, you're like, you know what, we got to make a CD. I'm guessing is because we have to have something to sell when we play shows.
Yeah.
If they dig us, they like us, we got to have them walk out the door with something.
That's the
and
best.
And an MP3 code just doesn't work. Let's give them something to walk out with.
Physical stuff is cool.
Yeah. So then you're burning CDs and creating that. And feeling the pressure to do that.
And you're like exacto cutting out like things to spray paint onto the CD. And like you have your buddy that's like silk screening like the cardboard case. And
right.
You're just like, now you have the coolest thing at the lowest production cost,
right,
which is totally awesome. But also very laborious.
Yeah, I imagine you spend a lot of time doing that. And there are real costs associated with that unless you guys can do that yourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Hot Moms, where are they next playing at? Where can we find the Hot Moms?
We are next playing at Township in Logan Square, which I believe is like 2,200.
Okay. We'll give out information on how to get...
you find that.
$5 at the Door, I believe I saw, right?
$5 at the Door. We're playing with an excellent band from Minneapolis called Blinds and another band from Chicago called Fall Classic.
2200 North California is where you are at.
You're going to be at.
And what date is that again?
That is July 21st. It's a Thursday night. I know it'd be a school night, but it's summer.
It is summer.
So there's no excuses.
Yeah. People can get out. People do have to work. There's that. But it's Friday the next day, so you can kind of tough it out.
Yeah.
Stay out and drink a little too much. Can you reveal, like, what do you do during the day then when you're not – When you're finding the funds to support the hot moms, you teach music? Do you do things like that, or is it completely out of the music world?
So, yeah, I'm a topographical analyst that is also specializing in sports psychology. So I'm a caddy at a golf course.
Dude, that is a great way to describe that job. That's beautiful. Put that on a card. They're going to pay you a lot more to do that.
A lot of people that need some head work at that
place. I imagine there are.
Yeah.
I imagine there are, especially after 4 hours out there, right?
It's a good time. I get to walk around in the woods and help people.
And I imagine a lot of them drive you completely crazy.
And a lot of them are lovely.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, can we get a full song out of the Hot Moms tonight? How many, if you had the full band here?
There would be four total. There would be four stunning gentlemen. I have two over here and one over here. Mm-hmm.
So two other guitars and drums?
So we have a keyboard player,
nice.
We have a drummer, and we have a bassist.
Okay. So you're the Doors, basically.
Close, but I play the guitar, so we have a bass, and we have a bass player. Doors didn't have a bass player. But we are all four of us are Mac Daddies, too. So, yeah, we're kind of like the Doors.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. 312-981-7200 is the number. Matt Bubala is in for Justin Kaufman with the Hot Moms, or at least Andrew Stevens, the guitarist and vocalist from the Hot Moms. We'll get a full song out of them next on 720 WGN.
Drink with a white leather shoes, and I can't bring myself to come say hi. My tongue twists up and I don't know why, so I get mixed up, lose my mind. Thoughts go out with the evening tide, and I can't slow down, won't give up. Too much of a good thing's never enough. I'm the type likes to take chances. I can see you taking advantage. I'm the type likes to take chances. Go on, go on, make your advances. See you there with your friends, batting an eye, and you can't pretend. I just can't bring myself to come say hi. My tongue twists up and I don't know why, so I get mixed up, lose my mind. Thoughts go out with the evening tide, and I can't slow down, won't give up. Too much of a good thing is never enough. I'm the type likes to take chances. I can see you taking advantage. I'm the type likes to take chances. Go on, go on, make your advances. Time after time. Time after time. Time.
That's Andrew Stevens from the Hot Moms here in studio, thehotmoms.com. That new single is called Tease. It's available right now on thehotmoms.bandcamp.com. Their website is thehotmoms.com, but if you want to get the single that's out right now, thehotmoms.bandcamp.com for your digital download. So you guys have a new EP coming out that'll be available digitally soon enough, but will you also start pressing CDs? Will you have a CD available at the shows that you play?
Yeah, I'm guessing we'll for sure do something physical to put in people's hands. Yeah.
How long does it take? So Tease, this is the song you just wrote. How does that come together? How long does that take you to write? Is it a chord that you suddenly have and then expound upon, or is it a lyric that you find that you're like, oh, I got to make something out of this?
That was like just kind of a few chords that we messed around in practice, and it came together. Like, that was an easy one.
Yeah.
That was like a couple minutes. I was like, hey, we're going to start doing this. And then it was actually kind of funny because it's kind of a syncopated riff, and it's a little different, and it didn't feel like totally natural, where it was like we were writing the song and I did a couple different, I don't know, half a dozen different syncopations of those notes.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys went back and we were practicing it the next week, and it was like, you're not playing it the right way. You're not playing it the way that we like you to play it. And I had to like go back in, find the practice, find the specific syncopation that they wanted. And it was kind of comical, but now I totally understand why they like it. You know, I was like, I kind of like it this way. And they're like, yeah, we kind of like it that way better. So I was like, all right, I'm sold. But now I have to learn. It was one of those, like, now I have to learn what I did.
Yeah, in the past.
Like, how did I play that?
Yeah.
That was an accident. It was like a happy accident that turned into a song.
How often does stuff like that happen with a band where, you know, you guys sit around, you're playing a certain way, and guys are like, no, what if you tried it that way? And what if you tried it that way? And how often does that lead to consternation instead of fruitful, you know, creation?
Well, I'd say like it doesn't take very long, and we're pretty good at entertaining each other's ideas at least once or twice, you know. And it doesn't, yeah. If it doesn't feel right the second time, you know, it's like if somebody's got an idea and they're like, let's try it this way once, and we play it once, and they're like, try it another way, and then it's like, hey, I kind of like the way we played the first time. Let's try it again. And we play it again. If everybody's not kind of like, if it's not hitting on all cylinders for everybody, it's just like, all right,
let it go and move
never
on.
Never mind.
You mentioned you've been in a few different bands, not a ton over the years, but a few. How long have you been playing music in Chicago, like professionally in bands and stuff?
Oh, probably, I don't know. In Chicago, only like, you know, 4 years.
Where'd you move here from?
Chicago. No. No, I would just say, like, I played in bands in high school, and then I kind of ended up going to school and focusing a lot on my studying and less on music. It was, like, kind of a hobby.
Okay.
And then when I graduated, I devoted more time to making it into what I'd like to
do. So you've really been going after it here in Chicago for about 4 years.
Yeah.
And what is the scene like for music in Chicago right now?
It's exciting. Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff happening on it. There's so many different things happening in different parts of the city and in different styles of the music that it's really exciting.
And there's a lot of clubs. There's a lot of places to play right now, right? Is it tough? Or is it like, yeah, there's
to play.
Yeah, so that's great. It's got to be great for you guys, right?
Yeah, it can be challenging to get into the place that you want to play.
Want to play.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places
There's gigs. There's lots of gigs. But the right gigs are different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I imagine that it takes, I mean, when you're in a relatively new band, which you guys are, you probably want as many gigs as possible, even if they're not the right gig, because that helps you get cohesive and figure out how you play together.
Well,
that's and stuff,
just kind
right?
of like, I mean, yeah. And there's always like, I guess it's one of those like practicing as a performance, like practicing your performance is more or less what you're kind of talking about, where you're just kind of like cutting your teeth and getting used to how you vibe as a band on stage. And yeah, I mean, it's,
I imagine that takes a while, doesn't it? Doesn't it take a while for you to finally go, wow, this is really working? No?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. It depends on how much you practice at home. It depends on how many shows you get. I don't know. I like performing. I'm kind of a sucker for it. So it's usually pretty fun. And I don't know. You're always going to have bad gigs every once in a while. Not everything's perfect. You know, you're going to hit some bumps in the road. So, you know, you can't practice too much. But I don't know. It didn't take very long for us once we had the right people. You know, that was like a big thing.
The Hot Moms is the name of the band. You just heard the song Tease. It's their new single. It's available at thehotmoms.bandcamp right now for download. Go to thehotmoms.com for more information. Follow at the Hot Moms on all the social media. And on July 21st, they'll be playing at Township on, I think we said California Avenue, but you can find out more information at thehotmoms.com. Andrew Stevens, thanks so much for coming in, man. It was great to meet you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks
having
for playing.
Having us, having me, having
the royal band us. The band was
the
here
band
in spirit,
man. Yeah.